Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
No one's intervened on behalf of those.
And now, coming to you live from atop the Goldenrod City Radio Tower, it's the one, the only, Puckle TCG Cast!
Hello, hello everyone, and welcome to the returning episode 80 from the TCG Cast here from Goldenrod City Radio Tower, and we have an amazing and auspicious episode for you guys today for
auspicious.
Sure. Auspicious. Big words today, big words.
Ooh, that's a $5 word.
It is. So first, I was going to introduce my incredible, amazing, from the beginning, best host that I could ever wish, co-host that I could ever wish for. First, some say that Ghost uses Ouija board to contact him. It's Sublime Manic.
Hello, yes, please call me on the Ouija board.
He will be there on a second, in a dime.
You can contact me on the Ouija board if you need.
Yep, and of course, the amazing that some say that Death had a close basket encounter. It's Basket!
Hello, Puckle Peeps. We're back.
We are back.
I'm so excited to be doing this with you both. Ugh, two of my favorite people.
Yes.
Yeah, love it.
Pacific Northwest fam.
The reason why I wanted to say that this is an auspicious day, it is because it is a day where the future of the TCG Cast will not be in better hands from going forward. Now, as you guys seen, and some of you have not noticed, we have been missing a couple of months here. World change, life change, priority changes, and so forth. And the time that people used to have in the past may not have them in the current future, and hopefully may have it in the future, but it is uncertain at this time. But because of that, we at Puckle, we discussed this, and we decided that it's best to put the shows in the hands of someone that can give it the love and the work necessary to make this the best show that there is. And I can't be more excited to say that I am giving the reins of the show to our new host. And please, everyone, round of applause to Basket. Thank you so much for taking over.
It is, it's sad and it's daunting, but I am extremely, extremely excited.
And so am I. I can't really think. Well, honestly, Sublime would be the other person, the two people in this stream that I couldn't have thought to be do a better work. And you two and you, Basket, I know you're going to be fantastic. And this is not sad. I'm not going anywhere, guys. I'm still going to co-host. I'm still going to be part of Puckle. I just don't have the time to be able to do this in host capabilities, which is a lot of work as Basket is now learning. And but I will be around as a co-host, and I will be around for in the background as editor and sometimes producer of the show. So not going anywhere, guys. You're just going to see hear a little bit less than of me, but I'll still be around for sure. But with that, honestly, I just want to go ahead and give the rings and the mic over to our new host, Basket. Take it over, my friend.
Thank you, Jashiro. And I am so excited to be here and to be doing this. So, this is a set review episode, which means we are going to just jump right in to Topical Beach.
Grab your ice-cold Corsola Cola and pull up a chair. It's time for Tropical Beach.
We are back, and I want you to take 1 second during these trying times to close your eyes. Let's feel the sun in our skin, the sand between our toes, and the cool breeze ruffling those luscious locks as we review Darkness Ablaze.
Boy, I got shivers, goosebumps.
All right, let's do this, guys.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Sublime, I'm going to have you start out with our first Pokemon, and that is going to be Hoopa. Take us away.
A darkness Pokemon? Who would have
thought? Hello, I love you. Do you like darkness? Because you know I like darkness. And this is its moment, finally. I feel like I say that every time.
It is a common thread. It is a common thread.
And you're like, oh, this is finally going to be Darkness's chance. Yeah. I've been waiting for it for years. But for real this time, okay? But for real, I think it's going to stick. This is my moment. So Hoopa is a basic, big basic with 120 HP. And Zapdos, you could never, okay? Because we got Assault Gate. For one darkness energy, it does 90 damage, okay? With also the same kind of rider, if this Pokemon was not moved from your bench to the active spot, it'd do nothing. It also isn't affected by weakness, so you're doing 90. Still, for one energy, 90? That's what's up.
That is what's up.
Yeah, that's what's up. Weak to grass, because, sure, don't say that. Because grass has bug, right? So that's what it is.
Yeah.
Retreat cost of 2, not that it matters. As we'll discuss later, it don't matter that much. So it's going to be, it's good, especially because it's going to go with the whole dark package slash deck slash star of the set, you know? So it's a good addition to our new dark deck, okay? What do y'all think about it?
Hoopa is interesting. It is Zapdos, as you said, but with more HP, which we can't really say no to that. Its weakness is to grass, which again, okay. That's fine. And its retreat cost is 2. That's the only thing that you could say it has against over Zapdos. But then again, we're going to discuss later on something that completely makes that irrelevant.
Yeah, there's lots of ways around that too, right? Like, there's the stadium that gets rid of retreat cost.
Right.
There's a thousand
ways.
People run those. Switch. Yeah. It's not an issue.
But darkness does get a little boost this time around as specific energy that we're getting.
Although, you know what? As much as I love darkness, this next Pokemon... You don't even need to run it with darkness. You can just put this in whatever.
Oh my god, yes.
This is going in everything. That's Crobat V, okay? And it said, no man shaman, I am the only one, is what it said today. All right, because it's got the ability Dark Asset. Also, it's Crobat V is a basic with 180 HP. Shaman could never. Doesn't Shaman have 160? Jealous. It's jealous. Alright, so when you play this Pokemon from your hand to the bench during your turn, you can draw cards until you have 6 cards. Same thing as Shaman. The only difference is that you can only use this ability once each turn.
Yes.
Once per turn. Still, in spite of that restriction, it's still like one of the best cards ever printed.
Yeah.
I love this card. I love Crobat. It's so cool. I enjoy the heck out of it. It looks amazing. The card art is beautiful. This card is just... Oh, man. For me... 10 out of 10.
Truly. Like, yeah. Get it.
Yeah.
Everyone wants this card.
It's a fantastic card. It's draw support. It's just a motor into you getting what you need.
And it's a dark type, which is important. The fact that it's a dark type is very important.
One thing, though. Can someone explain to me? Now, I know why Crobat is dark in darkness, and right now it's because now poison is no longer considered a psychic. It's considered dark, which I'm all for it. But can someone explain why it's weak to fighting?
When it would have a quad fighting resistance.
Right, exactly.
Well, you know what? How about this? It's a flying type, and flying types are weak to rock. Rock is under the fighting label.
Oh, there you are. We need a smart boy to explain this to us.
You need someone to do mental gymnastics with the type chart. For TCG. Yeah. Especially because, you know, all the Eveltals are always resistant to fighting.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Everything flying usually is resistant to flying, no matter the type.
Yeah, but, like, they're trying to change it up, flip the script, give you options. Yeah, especially because they can't be weak to fairy anymore.
No, yeah, exactly. Well, at least lightning would have made a little bit. Well, no, because it's darkness. I guess there is nothing that I could think.
Lightning's doing good enough. They don't need no help.
Yeah.
They can stay in their lane.
That is true.
All right, but yeah, obviously Crobat V, one of the best cards of the set, one of the best cards ever.
Mm-hmm.
Go get your Crobats. Also, it has an attack. Not that it matters, but it has an attack.
Yeah.
for a darkness and a colorless. You get Venomous Fang, which does 70 and poisons.
Yeah, so forget about the weakness also, because you shouldn't be putting this on your active.
Let's get to the star.
The star.
Crobat is low-key, like, for everybody, but the star of the set, you know, it's the model of the set. You're going to see it on the card art, on the pack art, is going to be Eternatus V, and especially Eternatus V Max. This is a deck. This is a star of a deck. This is going to be a deck, okay? So before we get to the VMAX, we gotta get through the base form, Eternatus V, darkness with, darkness type with 220 HP, so it's a basic. And, obviously you're trying to get to the VMAX, but Eternatus V has an attack that, you know, isn't bad early game while you're getting there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called, Power Accelerator, which is a colorless for the cost, does 30 damage, but also attaches a darkness energy card from your hand to one of your benched Pokemon. So, you know, it's acceleration, it's setup. And, you know,
I love one energy. Card.
You could do worse.
Yeah.
When you're a lot of the VMAX cards, like their V forms are like nothing. They give you nothing. Yeah. So this gave you something, you know?
Never underestimate the power of being able to one energy accelerate your bench.
There will be times when you're glad you can use Power Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
It also has another attack. I don't know if you'll ever use it, but you could. It's called Dynamax Cannon, and it's one dark and three colorless, so that's a lot. That's more than we should need, but, you know, it's there.
Yep.
It does 120 damage, and if it's a VMAX target, you do 120 more, so 240. But, like, I don't think there's a single VMAX that has less than 240, so...
Yeah, I mean, you could, in theory, power it up with different things to add a little more oomph to that, but yeah, these VMAX are starting in 300, so you might be doing some damage to them, but you're not knocking them out.
If you had chip on it already, maybe, but like, just don't worry about it. Get to the VMAX form, you'll be good. Power Accelerator, though, that's good. Also, it's weak to fighting and has a retreat cost of 2. I don't know why. Oh, I guess because ground. It's like, because this is like, yeah, it's like, I don't know how this one they're going to justify being weak to fighting, but yeah. Now to the real star, we got Eternatus VMAX, okay? It's got a whopping 340 HP, y'all.
So
that's
absurd.
That's a lot. And its ability, it's a throwback. I love how it's in the ability instead of a field, too. Instead of a stadium, we got Eternal Zone is its ability, and if all of the Pokemon in play, your Pokemon in play, are Dark-type, you can have up to 8 Pokemon on your bench. You cannot put non-Dark-type Pokemon into play, though.
Yeah.
And if the ability stops working, you gotta discard until you're down to 5.
Yeah.
That's like, okay, we got a bench of 8 as long as you're playing an all-Dark deck, basically.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta build around it, but they gave you Crobat, so you're good. You know?
Rayquaza, anybody?
Here's the thing. It's basically Mega Rayquaza.
Yeah.
Because... Not only are you having the bench of 8, you have the same attack.
Yep.
We have Dread End, and it's going to put your opponent in a dead end, okay?
Yeah.
Because it costs just a dark and a colorless. That's small, you know?
Nothing.
And it does 30 damage for each of your dark Pokemon in play. So that caps out with a full bench and Eternatus VMAX itself at 270 for 2 energy. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Ouch.
And that's why you don't need that Dynamax Cannon. You could do more with half the energy.
Yeah.
Why don't you start out with what you think about it?
Eternatus VMAX is, like we just said, it's just basically Rayquaza and Sky Pillar together at one. Eternatus doesn't need a stadium to help him. No, he brings his own stadium. He's like the guy who brings his own alcohol to a party. He's ready for it from the get-go. The HP is ridiculous, but we know that VMAX are just ridiculous. The power creep is such incredibly dumb when it comes to HP. we're just getting there. There's really not much we can do about it except just modify us and work with it. But I do love it. It makes me wish that Giratina, that baby Giratina, was dark instead of psychic. Because it would have been crazy with this deck. Imagine having that Giratina Dark and it would go to your... the ability stops working and it will go to your discard. But then you can just bring it back on your next turn. That would have been amazing. Of course, that's... I'm talking hypotheticals. That Giratina is psychic, unfortunately. But still, an amazing, great card that definitely is going to have decks around it. And honestly, Sublime, this is your chance to have a deck.
It actually happened this time. Yeah,
a one deck that not only... It's allows you to do a darkness deck, but it pretty much obligates you to do a darkness deck.
I mean, you have to build around it, obviously.
Yeah, you have to, because if you can't use anything else.
But the fact
else.
That Crobat is dark type means you can.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah. So, we're going to move on, and we are going to talk about my new favorite of everything. I got to say in the beginning, this is... very tentative. This is something that I am so excited about. It doesn't quite have, like, all the pieces. It has so many pieces, but we need to figure out the best way to play this deck. But it is the Mad Party. We are going with Dedenne, Psychic, HP 70. For a Psychic and two colorless, Mad Party, 20 times damage. This attack does 20 damage for each Pokemon in your discard pile that has the Mad Party attack. Weakness, times 2 to metal, resistance is none. We've got Galarian Mr. Rhyme, Water type, HP 120. Ability, Shuffle Dance. Once during your turn, you may choose one of your opponent's face-down prize cards and switch it with the top card of their deck. Both cards remain face-down. I like that ability a lot, but that is not why we're here, obviously. Yeah. It's all about that Mad Party. For Water and two colorless, 20 times damage. Same thing, 20 damage for each Pokemon in your discard pile with the Mad Party attack. Resistances, none. Weakness, metal. Times 2, retreat cost 2. Then Poltergeist, Psychic, HP 60, Stage 1, evolves from Sinistee, ability T-Break. You must discard a Pokemon that has the Mad Party attack from your hand in order to use this ability. Once during your turn, you may draw 2 cards. So we have our discard. We have our discard right here. And we've got, as well, just for double colorless, Mad Party, same attack, said it a million times. Weakness, Darkness, times 2. Resistance, fighting, minus 30. Retreat cost, 1. This is my new Night March. And I'm very excited for it. I love this mechanic. It's one of the most fun things. Moving around resources, making sure that you're not thinning the deck too hard, like in the beginning of the game. Just getting everything out there as much as you can and just going for it. This is the type of deck that I absolutely love.
There is also a fourth Mad Party Pokemon as well. There's the Bunnelby.
What type?
Which,
is
just real quick, it's colorless with 40 HP, and it also has the Mad Party attack for two colorless as well.
Yeah, and that's going to be your
Joltik
main attacker.
Listen, when I started playing the TCG, it was the era of Night March. That deck is one of my favorite decks of all time. It is the Power to the People deck, Power to the Proletariat deck, because it was really cheap to make and, like, competitive. Love Night March. Here's the thing. Night March did 30 times instead of 20, and the HP that you had to hit was about half what it is now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, you could hit for 200 damage on turn 1 with Night March. It was explosive for a lot more damage, and I just don't see it for this, because it's only doing 20 times, and you have things with over 300 HP now!
And also typing is what helped Night March 2 in its current meta. Joltik being electric was big at the time because Electric had a boost, because we had really important decks like Yveltal EX in the meta, which was killing it. But a Joltik with 30 HP doing, you know, a bunch of damage depending on how many Pokemon you had in your discard pile with Night March really boosted Night March up to the big boys. Psychic right now, I don't know. I mean, there's things against Psychic, but is there meta things against Psychic? Not a whole lot that I've checked. And that's the only thing keeping me as well, is that typing. I wish they weren't psychic or colorless. I wish they were a different type that we could definitely, like, fighting or electric. Something we could have definitely used that weakness to benefit it. But psychic is still good, so it's not bad.
You are 100% correct, both of you, on those. However, I'm going to have so much fun.
It is a very fun deck.
In Expanded, playing this deck. Night March will trounce
it in Expanded. Like, it's not even a competition.
This is not a competition here. Okay.
You're right. This is about... Because Night March is ahead. I'm sorry, go on.
This is about me and my Mad Hatter tea party that I'm going to be having throughout. I mean, you've got the March hare, all right? You've got the rat. You've got the Mad Hatter, and you have the tea. You have your full tea party.
It is really cute. I wish it was better.
This is the coolest theme deck
it is really
in my
cute.
Mind ever. Yes. And I am going to make this work.
And we can. Who knows?
I mean, listen.
Night March was, at the moment of introduction, was big. However.
Battle Compressor alone makes Poltegeist cry. How much better it is.
Much like we just talked about the Turners that brings its own Sky Pillar, Sky Stadium into the game. This guy brings their own Battle Compressor as well. Except instead of discarding from your desk, you can discard from your hand one at party. So you can add to your discard. Not the same level as Battle Compressor,
especially because it's on a stage one.
I know.
You guys already crapped all over this.
Listen, right? I want it to be good so bad. I want it to be successful, you know? Like, I'm rooting for it. But it's not gonna happen.
I put this in here for fun, okay?
It is for fun.
In here for fun, and you're just pooping on
I'm sorry. That's what I do. That's what you have me for.
That's why you have me as your friend.
Yes, because y'all love to, like, talk very positively about things, so you need both sides. You need the one that's going to be like, no. You need someone that's going to tell you that friends don't let friends play fossils or Mad Party.
Hey, you cannot compare the two, all right?
No, I cannot. No, I'm just saying, like, I'm that person that's going to tell you, listen.
Sublime?
It's fun. Sublime. I love it, but it's not good.
Watch out which side you insult. You know, fossils or Mad Hatters, it's not in the best interest to, you know, get everyone
Listen,
mad.
It's very fun. It's not good, but it's fun.
That's it, you're kicked out of show. Oh, right, I can't do that anymore. I lost the power to do that anymore.
Anyways, moving along from the beautiful, awesome, amazing Alice in Wonderland deck.
Into the horrible, disgusting monster that is Rhyperion V.
Yes. Toshiro, take it away.
Rhyperion V, our fighting rock Pokemon from the TCG, has come in a form of a basic with 230 HP. Or again, ridiculous.
That is just wild.
That is just ridiculous.
That is just
basic
wild.
Pokemon. It's so fun. At least Snorlax was colorless, right? This guy's fighting. Anyway, has two attacks. First attack would be Drill Run for one fighting and two colorless. 80 damage. Discard an energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. Not a bad thing. We've seen that normal times throughout the TCG. It's not really broken, but not really that good. And then you have Heavy Rock Artillery for 210 damage for one fighting and way too many colorless. That will be three. During your next turn, this Pokemon can't use Heavy Rock Artillery. Now, granted, it's a lot of damage. Its weakness is to grass, resistance to none, and its retreat costs. Just a tiny 4 energy. Just a tiny 4 energy needed for retreat this big boy of your active and into your bench. So, regarding Rhyperion, the HP is the impressive part. Yes, it does have a lot of damage, but the price to get there is a little bit too steep. However, I do like its first attack, and I do like if it's HP. What do you guys think?
Is Thanaconda good? Not really, then neither is Rhyperior.
Right. Unless your goal is to absorb as much damage as you can want one basic Pokemon, it might help you, but otherwise than that. Now, we're going to move on from a big, intimidating Pokemon to a more cool one. That is Decidueye, the grass Pokemon starter from our Gen 7 stock, and its HP 140, which for stage 2 is pretty darn low. Its ability, though, is Forest Camouflage, prevents all damage done to this Pokemon by attacks of your opponent's V and Pokemon G-Max Pokemon. So
GX.
And that's where you see where the low HP might not be that important for this particular Pokemon. Now, its attack, Split Arrow, for one grass and one colorless, does 90 damage and this attack does 20 more damage to two of your opponent's bench Pokemon, continuing the tradition that the Decidueye is a sniper. Of course, it uses its wings and its feathers as a bow and arrow, so sniping kind of its calling. It weakness to fire, which might be an issue with its resistance to none and its retreat cost of, I believe, for being Decidueye, a little bit too high of 2. Forest Camouflage is an excellent move. We've seen Pokemon with blocking capabilities out of those two or three prized Pokemon. The only bad thing about Forest Camouflage is it doesn't protect you from Pokemon VMAX, so that might be an issue. But other than that, it is a great, great sniper to have. Just two energies doing 90 to your opponent and then 20 damage to two bench Pokemon is nothing to laugh at. That is incredibly damaging. Remember, TCG is all about math and calculating, and this boy can help you get to that math that you need, especially with the so big HP going on. What do you guys think?
It's okay. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's bad. I think it's okay. It's the kind of card that, like, oh yeah, it counters some stuff. So it's like a card that will affect the meta and like what you do. But I don't think it's going to like be super impressive. It's just something like, okay, Decidueye exists. I need to make sure my deck gets around Decidueye.
Right.
That's all it does.
It makes you tech for something.
Yeah. So it's not a bad card. It's going to be an influential card, but I'm not, I don't live it. I don't love it. It's fine. It's there.
I like it a lot, personally, but it's also really sad to me because it's kind of taking over from Dragapult, to be completely honest.
Yeah, Dragapult's not a fan.
Yeah. The fact that it's just prevent all damage done to this Pokemon by the attacks of the V and Pokemon GX, like, that already is a better defense. Like, I mean, it doesn't cover everything, but the fact that you're not flipping coins like Baby Dragapult.
Right.
Spit Arrow also. It's a really good card. It's a really good card, and I think that it's thrown my baby away.
I mean, let us also remember that Grass Ass has been getting a boost now that many Dark Pokemon are being weak to them because they're now covered in the bug area. So that that 90 damage can easily become 160. I'm sorry. Wow, my math. 180 plus 40 more to the bench. 20 individually. That can really sky up. And remember, this little boy is giving your opponent just one prize. Not three, not two, one prize. So even though it might seem like an old school card making its way into a new meta, it is still an old school strategy that I see it could work.
It's solid.
You could certainly do worse. And it is going to impact what is played, so it is influential.
Now lastly, but in this round, we're going to cover more big boys, actually. We have Salamence V, which is a colorless, with 220, and means that they're siding with the flying side of Salamence this time around, instead of its dragon side. And it's a basic Pokemon with 220, as you can see, already a little bit lower than the other VMAX that are basic, but let's see if its attacking is better. It has two attacks, Swoop Across, which is 3 colorless, pretty hefty price. This attack does 30 damage to each of your opponent's Pokemon. That means that it's 30 damage across the board. That's a lot of damage to be spending. And then you have the a standard attack for way too much energies, and that's Heavy Storm, 460. Do not ever use this unless you have no other choice. It's a bad attack. Don't even bother. Its weakness to lightning, and its resistance to fighting, 30. And then its retreat cost is 2. Now, the reason why we're talking about Salamence is not because of Salamence V. It is because of Salamence VMAX. So let's go ahead and just jump right out into that. It's a colorless, much like V. And it has its HP of 320, although high, still a little low for VMAX Pokemon. But I assume it's because its attack is going to be killer.
But also, I think maybe it was slightly lower because it's colorless, so it's splashable.
Yeah.
That is true. Now, its attack is Sonic Double for 1 colorless. Now you're speaking my language. This attack does 40 damage to 2 of your opponent's Pokemon. That's 40 to the active and 40 to the bench, or whichever you, or 2, or, you know, 40 to each for 2 Pokemon in the bench. However you like it, you can control it. Again, sniping attacks, great for math. And then you have the max wings for 4 colorless energies. But during your next attack, this opponent can't use max wings. This is a standard 240 attack. It's weakness to lightning and it's resistance to fighting. And then it has a retreat cost of 2. Salamence is a powerhouse. However, does it have that power if needed to knock out your opponent? At 204 max damage, not including any attachments and no weakness to take advantage of, I hardly see Salamence moving the key too much. What about you guys?
Listen, I think that the new energy that's being released in the same set makes a big difference because that extra damage is getting applied to both of those 40.
Yes.
So you can go anywhere.
Yeah, wording is key. The damage, like the fact that it's doing 30 damage.
Yeah, instead of placing damage. Placing damage counters. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's increasing with the super special colorless energy.
And you know what? With just one of those energies, you know what it takes out with just one of its two hits?
Let me guess.
A poltergeist.
Shut up.
Could take out 2 poltergeists at once with this thing. For one. Hey,
I mean, it's more more Pokemon, more Mad Hatters in the bench in the discard pile, though.
You gonna run out of attackers? It's not bad. It's not bad. I don't think it's like the best, but it's okay.
For me, it's not like you would build around, but it's not bad. I still think it's just middle of the ring, middle of the.
I think Max Wings is garbage. I think Sonic Double's more interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I would probably focus on Salamence V for spread and then have VMAX, like,
kill him
finish
off.
Yeah.
I would have that if Supercross wasn't 3 energies, though. That's the only thing, man. That thing's expensive as heck. I mean, could you use... I forgot the ruling on triple energy. What was it? Was it you can't attach that to a evolution or something?
No, you can, because, like...
No, yeah. I don't think there's a restriction on...
Yeah, it's what? Just it gets discarded at the end of the turn, right?
Oh, then triple energy could help you out on that first turn that you have VMAX.
Yeah.
But again, it's before you had the VMAX, I meant to say. And then you can just switch to whatever color that's after. I guess that could work, but you really wouldn't be able to get more than 1, maybe 2 Supercross before you have to really evolve that and do Sonic Double as much damage as you can. Again, my problem is the colorless side. And that weakness to lightning, I don't know. I've heard that Pika Vault, it's still a thing.
And you're totally right.
Speaking of lightning.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about the next one. Like, it's one of my favorites.
It is. Pika Vault V, which is great to have this guy. I really feel that Pika Vault was one of those Pokemon that, although we did have great tech cards, that baby Pika Vault that when evolved, it could let you, that you could search your deck for a electric and a grass Pokemon, energies, that was a great Pika Vault, but we never see Pika Vault, haven't seen a good Pika Vault since then, I believe. Pika Vault GX was just terrible. But Pika Vault V Lightning for 210 as a base Pokemon is, interesting. For 1 Lightning and 1 Colorless, Paralyzing Bolt does 50 damage during your opponent's next turn. Your opponents can't play any item, guys. They can just not. So, right off the bat, item block. We've known it. We've hated it since forever. It's back in the form of Vika Vault. And then it's Super Sap Cannon, which is contender to best name in the attack in this game. For 2 lightnings and 1 colorless, it does 190 damage, and then you discard 2 energies from this Pokemon. Weakness to fighting, resistance to none, and then retreat cost 3. That item block, guys.
Item lock is really strong. Like, item lock is really strong.
It's so good.
It is. It is. It's
and
just
lightning is already good, so you can just throw it in there.
Yeah, it's absurd.
Yep. And it's a basic. Whatever lightning deck you have, just add 2 of these. You can't go wrong, or 1 of these. You can't go wrong with it.
With literally any energy acceleration, if you have any energy acceleration, you could do this if you go second, your first turn.
Yep. And your opponent is blocked from using any item cards, but then using lightning, you can use all of your item cards to just power up lightning Pokemon to its max. It's just ridiculously good.
I don't think it's as good as Seismitoad was back in Seismitoad's day, but like, this is good.
I think it it is.
It's pretty darn close.
Yeah, it's close. I think Seismitoad gets the edge because it just needed one DCE and it was there.
That is true. Yeah. That is true. But DCE is no longer a thing, though.
True. But my point is, like, it had an easier time. Like, yes, this is, you can do it just as fast. It takes a little bit more effort.
But here's the thing. What about if you add there a, I forgot the name of the cart, I apologize, the stadium that allows you to use lightning attacks with one less energy.
Didn't that rotate?
It is.
I can't remember, yeah.
I don't remember it. Actually, I don't remember if it is rotating out. But that cart, for example, would allow you to use Paralyzing Bolt for one energy.
Yeah, but the point is that it's going to take a couple extra cards to get there, whereas Seismitoad was you needed the Pokemon and an energy, and you were there.
That is true.
So I think item lock from an attack is never going to be as strong as it was with Seismitoad, but it is close. It's still really good, and it's still item lock. And it's a one-sided item lock. That's what's so, you know?
But that's the thing. I still think it's better than Seismitoad. It's 210 HP instead of 180.
I don't think it's better. Well, like, everything else is bigger, too, though, you know?
Yeah, well, that's true.
Like, Seismitoad, like, yeah, the bar was lower, is all, you know?
You're right there. But I do enjoy that this is lightning and the other one was water, right? So this...
But it was, like, a colorless, so it didn't even matter.
True. No, but not, I mean, weakness related, right? Water doesn't have that many other, if it's fire, and back then, fire wasn't, well, back in any time, fire wasn't a threat. Only recently, in the last 2 years, now fire's a thing, but back then, fire.
I mean, Volcanion was a thing for a long time, I guess.
But fire wasn't a thing. So many things are weak to lightning, though, and that's 50, that's 20 more damage to Seismitoad. That's 100 damage.
Well, you need
on
the
20
just to, like, I feel like the 50 is comparable to the 30 at the time just because everything's so much thicker now.
That's a fair argument. Yeah, that actually.
So, like, I think the damage is, like, equally impressive / unimpressive compared to Seismitoad back in the day. Seismitoad's just, I feel like it was better in its day than this will be today. That's not to say this is weak at all because this is very strong. I would definitely rate it super effective. I'm just saying it's not as strong as previous item locks, but it's still really strong. And we'll definitely see play. It's another one of those cards you have to think about. How does my deck get around this?
Right. And it's just a deck shutting down deck.
I mean, there are ways around it, too. Like, you have Crobat, like, still lets you draw, you know? Like, if your abilities and your supporters can accomplish what you need them to, it won't automatically make you lose, but it is a very, very strong effect.
Well, you would have to prepare your deck for that, right? For a deck that is not prepared for that.
Exactly. You have to make sure you can, like, function if this is being applied.
Yeah. And that's really where you can see the meta shifting going on. It's not necessarily how that deck would do. It's how your decks have to prepare itself to defend against it. It's where really things get interesting.
All right. We want to move on to Cyndascorch.
Let's do it.
All right. Cyndascorch V, Fire, HP 210, basic Pokemon. For one Fire Energy, Radiating Heat, 20 damage. You may discard an energy from this Pokemon. If you do, discard an energy from your opponent's active Pokemon. For four Fire Energy, Burning Train, 180 damage. When your Pokemon V is knocked out, your opponent takes two prize cards. Weakness, -2 to water. Resistance is none. Retreat cost, 3. Now, Sublime, take this one home.
Okay, so Cyndascorch V is just a stepping stone.
Eh.
Because the star is VMAX.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Let's talk about the VMAX. So the VMAX, Cyndascorch VMAX, has 320 HP, which is very thick. It's not as thick as some other ones. It's very thick, okay? Yeah. That's a lot of HP.
Mm-hmm.
And its attack is called G-Max Centifer.
Sorry, I have to interrupt there. It's so sad when we see 320 and say, it's not as high as it could be.
It could be. That's true. That is true.
It's not as high as
higher.
It could be.
I wouldn't mind if it were a scooch higher. But yeah, it's obviously not frail. But its attack is really good, okay? This is going to be something decks are built around. It's 40 plus. Does 40 plus 40 more for each fire energy attached to this Pokemon. And you get to attach a fire energy from your discard pile after calculating damage for this attack.
They were smart there. That little text at the end of that attack was really
specific. Good. Well, like, you're adding more. And, like, listen, can you, like, the amount of energy acceleration you can do with fire, even after the rotation, is like, listen. Is good. It's going to grow fast if you want.
Right. If we were going to actually talk about Senti Scorch V, which is not a good card. But if we're going to talk about it, and you've heard me throughout this episode saying, like, ooh, the amount of energies, right? And complaining about how high it is. For fire energies, for the Burning Train, fire energies? Pff, that's nothing. They can get that super fast.
You got your giant hearth. You got your, I believe Blacksmith is
for
still
fire,
in rotation.
The amount of energies that you need, don't worry about it.
And then it accelerates itself.
Yeah.
Just go, don't like worry every about turn, it does more. So I think Set of Scorch VMAX, yeah. Top, yeah. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get into it.
Get into it.
All right. So that'll wrap it up for our Pokemon. Let's move on to trainer cards.
Hey guys, Seth Philo cutting in to tell you about something awesome that I've been absolutely loving, Vite Ramen. If you guys know me, you know I have a borderline noodle addiction, and part of that love has always been a guilty pleasure for ramen. Well, Vite Ramen is ramen, but get this, it's actually good for you. You heard me right. The guys at Vite Ramen have spent years making ramen that's nutritionally complete, and I absolutely adore it. Each bowl has 30 grams of protein, which is more than your average protein shake, 7 grams of fiber, all 27 key vitamins and minerals that you need, and most importantly, tons of awesome flavor. Oh yeah, and did I mention it still only takes 4 minutes to prepare? It's basically still instant ramen. You can head over to VitRamen.com and pick up soy sauce chicken, garlic pork, and my favorite, vegan miso flavors, as well as handy utensils and other such stuff. And here is the coolest part. At checkout, enter code PUCKLE, and you'll get 10% off your entire order. That's P-U-C-L, all caps, for a whopping 10% off. Anyway, I gotta get back to rating, and you've got a show to finish. Catch you guys on the flip-flop.
So, go for it, Chihiro.
Of course, we're going to start out with, since we're in the beach, let's take on Big Parasol. Big Parasol, an item card. Speaking of, right, these could be blocked out by Vika Vault. Now, this is a Pokemon tool. So as long as the Pokemon this card is attached to is an active spot, prevent all effects of attacks from your opponent's Pokemon done to all of your Pokemon. So, doesn't really get rid of damage, right? However, it does get rid of certain things such as paralyzing, none of the status effects, right? You can't switch them out if there's an attack that would make them switch them out. It's just, it wouldn't really affect your Pokemon using Big Parasol. I think it's a really, really good item tool to have. It might be a one-off at the very least on every deck because it would definitely help your main attacker, protect your main attacker if it needs to, of whatever your opponent might do to prevent it from working. What about you guys? What do you think?
So I think the meta will define this card's usage. It's all about how the cards are written out, and I think that this has some big positives, and I want to see where this goes.
Me too.
It's a useful tech card for certain things.
All right, so moving on to Cape of Toughness. This is what I was kind of teasing earlier. So this is another item card. The basic Pokemon this card is attached to gets plus 50 HP, except Pokemon GX.
Hmm. Okay. This is
absurd. So
it's real good.
As long as you're not playing GX.
What the hell's this?
I think it was intended not to buff tag teams because they're still around.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's the reason it says that.
But
tag
what
teams
about
are GX.
V?
It does apply to V. You can give a basic V 50 HP if you want.
That's what I mean. What about them?
Like Vikavolt.
See, I'm bringing my Sublime's poor people's attitude into this game, into this card.
Power to the people, but like, yeah.
But I don't like it because you're able to use it on V decks. It's like it defeats the whole purpose of giving non-GX, non-V Pokemons an edge, which is what I believe this would have been great for. It's to giving those basic it is basic though. So I'll take all of that back. I just forgot. It doesn't apply to evolutions anyway. But it's still kind of, for me, dumb that it applies to VMAX. Now, me saying
no, it doesn't
that
apply to VMAX. That's the thing.
Sorry, I meant to say V. Sorry.
It's still absurd.
No. I'm not. Good. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying it's bad. Please, no. I'm just saying from a perspective of I would have wanted this to help non-V, non-GX Pokemon instead of just powering up more VMAX. I'm sorry. I keep saying VMAX instead of V. More V Pokemon. But hey, it is what it is.
No, you're right. I mean, I am not a fan of this card, Am I going to use it if I if I make a
V deck? Yeah,
I am. But I'm going to be that guy, and I'm going to know I'm being that guy.
Exactly. You're going to be that guy. We're all going to be that guy, and we're going to be, yeah, I know. I'm that guy. I'm disgusting. Sorry.
All right, Sublime, let's move on.
Yeah, we're going to go to the Rose Tower. You know, it's a stadium, and what it does is, it's some card draw, you know? Once during each player's turn, you can draw cards until you have three cards in your hand. Card draw is always good, so, you know, it's there. It's just another option. To three is, you know, you'd wish it were a bit bigger, but it's, hey, listen, if you have a, if you're designed to shrink your hand a lot, that's still a lot of card draw over the, like, course of a game, potentially.
I mean, do you guys remember Tropical Beach?
Tropical Beach ended your turn.
But it gave you seven.
But it ended your turn.
But it made it epic.
So, like,
people would look for that card. That card.
Yes, it was a different era, though.
I remember searching, I think it was, what was this called? Something in Toad? Toads and something. For the price of that card of Tropical Beach?
Well, Tropical Beach was never released in a set.
Right, it was hitting for $100, $200. Yeah. It was ridiculous, right? Because not because the price wasn't just because it was a promo card that you could, you know, it was not easily available. It was because it was a good promo card that it wasn't really available and people really wanted it. This is a mini that.
There was Oranguru that had this exact effect. Did it see use? Yes, it did. Will this see use in the same vein? Probably.
Right.
Card draw's good. Anyway, like, yeah, it's kind of restrictive. It's only up to three, but, like, if you can make it where you get, like, cards from this, it's a good use of the card.
Right.
So it's strong.
I think this is gonna help out for any deck that's trying to be as fast and explosive as possible.
If you can dump your hand, this is, yeah, you want this.
Yeah.
All right, now we're on to Piers.
Piers, I feel Sublime would enjoy this one. Search your deck for a energy card and a darkness type Pokemon and put them into your hand. Then shuffle it. People say that simplicity is the key to success. You can't get more simple than this. Just grab what you need and get to it.
It also notably does not say basic energy, which is nice. That's nice.
And it also doesn't say basic darkness Pokemon either. It says just any darkness Pokemon.
Yeah, so obviously this is going in the Eternatus deck. I don't think you need it as like a four, but like it's good. Yeah.
This is going in any dark deck.
In fact, actually, yeah, this can search for Crobat, so
right. You can put it in search anything. For whatever you need that is dark, and it's just fantastic. It's just no way. It's the simplicity of it. It is great, and it just... and energy in a dark Pokemon, and it doesn't end your turn, because I believe there were a search before that would do one energy and one and maybe end your turn.
Karina,
or something.
Didn't Karina do that?
Karina might have. Oh no, and she didn't earn a turn, and she actually was good card.
And Karina was a good card, and this is also an equally good card. In fact, this is a little bit better because it can be any energy.
Exactly. 100%.
All right, we'll move on to Turbo Patch.
Love.
It's another item card. Flip a coin, if heads, attach a basic energy card from your discard pile to one of your basic Pokemon that isn't a Pokemon GX. A lot of hate for those tag teams, which I'm okay with.
I mean, here's the thing.
Relics from a former era.
ADP, you need to make sure that thing isn't any faster, okay? Like, you do not need to speed up ADP. Oh, at all. Yeah. Oh, at all.
But we want to. We want to.
Like, it's already, like, doing great. You don't need to help it, okay?
it does.
But I love this card. I'm very excited about it. It reminds me of Max Elixir. It's a little less consistent, but right. Still. Like, it's energy acceleration that can be used in any color, basically. Right? Like, if you have this, like, there's a lot of things that you can do a lot faster. I love it. It's one of my favorite cards in the set. In spite of the coin flip.
Yeah. It's going to be super helpful.
It's a flippy card, so I have my reservations towards it, but I still like it.
All right. Now for the last topic, we've got energy.
Ooh.
Take it away, Sublime.
All right. We're going to start, you know, we're going to get lit. We're going to turn up the heat, because it's heat energy, heat fire energy, special energy, obviously. And as long as it's attached to a fire Pokemon, they get 20 extra HP.
I don't like
it. But here's the thing. Like... do I wish it was a bit more than 20 HP? Yeah. The thing about fire energy specifically for this is a lot of the energy acceleration that fire has uses basic fire, or like specifically requests basic fire energy, you know what I mean? And because this is not that, it's a bit more limited. That doesn't make it bad though, like it makes your Sentis Scorch, for example, thicker, you know? And that's just getting all the energy it wants, so. I mean, it's playable if you're doing a fire deck. It's not my favorite of the energies that were being added in this set, but it's not bad.
Yeah. I just feel that
run it.
Fire's weakness doesn't lie in its HP. Fire weakness lies in its requirements to discard energies. It's strong in its damage dealing capabilities. I wish this was more. This instead of trying to fix a non-issue that fire energy, because fire Pokemon don't care how much HP they have. I wish it was something that would be more related to you recuperating energies or maximizing your damage or using your energies. So that's the reason why I don't like it.
It could be better, but that doesn't mean it's bad.
I mean, 20
that doesn't
HP.
Make it bad. I mean, like 20 HP. Like your Sinus Scorch can have 340 and pretend that was its base all along.
Well, that's true. Like, and you can play it up to 4 times.
That's true. So that's up to 80 extra HP.
Be that is true. I don't know. I'm still iffy.
Like, I just don't know how many of this you should play, because I definitely think this is playable.
Right.
It's just you want a lot of basic fire energy in a fire deck, right? Because so much of the support specifically requests basic fire energy.
Right. And the discard, yep.
That don't make this bad, though. No. It just means you got to be careful with the numbers, I think.
Yeah, it's something that I do like about this energy, which obviously it's extremely situational, but I really like the idea of you're down, you're going to be killed next turn, there's nothing you can really do, pull this out.
Yeah, I mean, you were saying how numbers are like so key, and this can change the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, yeah. Just like plus 20 HP for your Pokemon.
If that just screws up even like anything, then you bought yourself another turn. That can be huge.
Exactly, yeah. So I just really like that little aspect to it.
It's okay, but Sublime, I take your heat energy and erase you hiding energy.
Oh, that is better. Easily, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, but he ain't bad, but hiding's where it's at.
Hiding darkness energy. Same thing as heat in terms of its ruling. You can only, as long as this card is set to a Pokemon, it provides a darkness energy. So that means that when it's not attached, it's just a colorless. Which, again, like Sublime very well explained, that affects everything that is related to, like, finding or retrieving or something.
No, I think it's still considered darkness energy.
No.
It's just, it only provides the one.
It is, you are right. It is a darkness energy. I
realized,
yeah.
Yeah. It's just not basic.
The darkness Pokemon this card is attached to has no retreat cost. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm dropping my mic right now. I don't have to say anything else.
So good. A float stone on top of an energy.
It's an energy float stone. That's it.
Yeah.
For dark type. Oh, if only there were dark types that could abuse this. Oh, wait, there are.
Like all of them.
Like Hoopa says thanks. Hoopa says hey, thanks.
Exactly. That Hoopa in the beginning where we were like, oh, yeah, it's pretty cool, but you do have to bring it out every time. Well, here you go. Here you go, fam.
You were saying? Right, nothing.
All right, now we go to the last energy that we're going to talk about today, the powerful colorless energy. It is a special energy, and as long as this card is attached to a Pokemon, it provides one colorless energy, and the attacks of the colorless Pokemon this card is attached to do 20 more damage to your opponent's active Pokemon before applying weaknesses and resistances.
This is why I'm down with Salamence.
Yes, exactly. This is why Salamence is cool.
I mean, if you get more than one on it, but it's like 20... So
it stacks.
So it's Salamence doing. I'm playing the role of Sublime. I mean, it does 240. So you get 260 if you have it. If you have two of them, then you have 280. If you have three of them, you have 300. I mean, I feel there's easier ways to get that damage from other Pokemon.
Sure, there are other, like, Pokemon that can do tons of damage, but, like, an extra 20 damage just for attaching an energy is really strong.
But it's colorless.
Which is smart, because if they gave this to another type, I mean, you remember, what was the fighting type energy that boosted damage? That was insane.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that was good.
Remember when you could get, like, a Donphin to do, like, 90 damage with one energy? With all the boosts? When it was supposed to do, like, 20 or 30? Like, so I'm glad that they gave it to colorless, because if this was on another type, it would be... I don't want to say too strong, but like it'd be unfair how much better
it
is.
The word you're looking for is good.
Yeah, I mean, it is good, I think. I don't think this is a bad card. Obviously, this is a good card. It's just you have to use a colorless attacker.
Exactly, and that's my main issue. If it weren't colorless, I would say it's triple A, 10 out of 10, super effective, whatever you want to call it. But the fact that it's restricted to only colorless, which can't take advantage of that weakness, which remember, guys, we're talking about ridiculous amounts of HP now. 300 and something. It's just, you want to take advantage of that weakness. And colorless, always, the thing that always kept colorless back has been its inability to take advantage of weaknesses. And it's just, I feel this won't help that.
Like, it can't take advantage of weakness, but if you can hit the damage, it don't matter, you know? How many times, like, no matter what deck you play, you're not going to have weakness in most of your matchups. There might be a matchup you have the advantage of. That doesn't mean they're not good. So yeah, colorless never gets an advantageous matchup. That'll make it bad. This is still a strong card and a good card.
Okay.
It'd be better in another type, sure, but that doesn't make it weak.
That is true. I just wish it was a different type.
Sure. I mean, I wish, yeah, that's fair, but it's still a strong card.
Yeah.
It's aptly named because it is powerful energy.
Before you marches a titan. Do not be ashamed of the fear inside you. Embrace it as you witness the Venusaur best!
Look, you guys, it's a Venusaur!
Start us out, Sublime.
Yeah, I like to think of this section as like, well, they made it. It was a card. They chose to print it.
They used ink on this.
They chose to make this something that exists. Okay, we got Feebas. It's a water type with 30 HP. That's adorable.
Oh, just like
that's adorable.
Just like Joltik, right?
Joltik does over 200 damage the first turn. Okay,
that's what I mean. This is gonna be good, right?
This is you know what? I identify with this. Maybe that's why they made it, because they were tired and they're like, you know what? I'm tired. I need a nap. Because this thing has the ability nap for one colorless energy. They couldn't even get it for free. You know, you got free attacks. This is a nap for one colorless, and you heal 20 damage from this Pokemon with 30 HP.
And what I absolutely love about this card is just the fact that, like, when is your Feebas that for some reason you're playing against someone with?
That's funny.
That's makes
be
you
hit
think
for
that I'm
20
not-
damage. And be able to take his cute little nap and heal that 20 damage back.
I am insulted that you wouldn't think that I would play this with Focus Sash in Expanded.
Dead. Like Focus Sash. Well, you know what? It's cute because I think the evolution has an ability that automatically heals everything for 20 on your side. So yeah. It's like, oh, see, it went from being self-centered. It used its attack to heal for 20 and became much more benevolent. It's like, yeah, I'm going to heal all my friends for 20. They're both bad, but ooh. It's kind of cute that it takes a nap. I want a nap.
It's relatable. Right. That's
moving away from the super sweet, super cute, super sleepy Feebas, we've got Mimikyu. Take it away,
which is
Chichiro.
A super cute and really is trying hard to be that Pikachu that he really desperately needs to do. It's a psychic with 70 HP, which is adorable. But its ability, its heal, stop. Your opponent's bench Pokemon can't be heal. Now... I know that for many of you, maybe some of your early starters would say, but Jishiro, heal stop. You're preventing your opponent from healing its Pokemon. And I will tell you, like, that's adorable. No one heals in meta matches. No one, I mean, you can create a deck that uses the healing gimmick, but you don't
just use
nowhere with that.
Just use Scoop, but Scoop Up.
Yeah,
but Scoop Up.
It's just, healing is not a real issue that you need to defend yourself against. Healing is just something that people hardly ever do, and when they do, it's kind of like a little bandage over the real damage that you're doing to your opponent.
Unless they bring back Max Potion. Max Potion was
Max Potion was this, exactly. But Max Potion was an item card, right? Well, versus this, it's just a Pokemon ability that, I mean, it's just, it won't stop. I mean, it would stop the healing, but it would just... I mean, it's trying. Its weakness to darkness doesn't help. That is weak to darkness. Now, it is resistant to fighting. Whatever two cards
of
one.
Oh, no, not fighting. There's just so many strong fighting decks right now.
So it's...
Santaconda OP now. Watch out.
Just understand, guys, that he is going through some issues. He really desperately wants to be Pikachu. And he's trying his hardest. So please, guys, just give it to the little guy. He's trying.
All right. And last, we have Wimpod. Grass, 70 HP. His attack, non-run, 10 damage. Switch this Pokemon with one of your benched Pokemon. So this is the reason why I love this little guy. That is cool. He is really doing his Venusaur best. Too bad.
I love that. Venusaur best. Do you hate Venusaur? I don't understand that.
You guys don't know the meme?
No, I guess not.
Okay. For anybody who does not know the meme, look it up. Venusaur doing his best. What it is it's got... It's this old Reddit meme where we've got Charizard blowing fire all over the place. We have... Blastoise
shooting
water out of his cannons, and Venusaur just standing there with his mouth open going, ah!
It's from the anime intro, from the OG anime intro.
Yes,
okay.
yes. So that, from that meme, that is the Venusaur best.
Okay, I love that. Okay, I love that. Venusaur best. I'm going to start using that. That's cute.
But yeah, so he's setting you up as best he can. This little guy, Wimpod, he is just... He is running and gunning. I just wish so bad that we had something that we could use him with. Hello, expanded Galissapod. Goodbye, expanded Galissapod, because you just can't keep up.
I love its weakness to fire. Ouch.
All right, so that will be the wrap-up. That'll be the end of the show. I am so excited for everybody coming here and listening to us, and I'm so excited to be hosting the rest of the TCG cast for the foreseeable future, and I hope that you have enjoyed our handing of the torch.
Better Sublime, hands the show cannot be.
Thank you. Sublime, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me. I'm so glad I can hang out with you both.
Yes. You are
always a good time.
Always a treat.
Thank
you. And Toshiro,
sir,
thank you for starting this. Thank you for building it the way that you have built it.
Thank you.
In such a wonderful and strong community. And I am humbled.
You're going to make me cry. Thank you, sir. Thank you, Basket.
I know that
you're going to take this show and just make it the best I could never have done.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. That's it. We will see you on the flip-flop.
Bye.
Bye. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.